Power 4.7, Andy and Mel. It's 7:07 up to 71 today. The city of Sioux Falls apparently has an underground fire hydrant. And the reason...
Okay.
The only reason I even know about this is because a guy named Justin sent it to us on Facebook yesterday. It's right on the front page of hot1047.com. It is a fire hydrant at the intersection of 51st and Galway, which isn't even an intersection. It's like in a newer part of town.
Okay.
Southwest part of town. And the fire hydrant is basically almost completely underground. At least the part where you attach the hose.
Yeah.
To the hydrant.
Yikes.
Is about halfway to three quarters underground, it looks like.
That's like not good.
You can't see the whole nozzle. And the grass is well manicured and, you know.
Weird.
It's right next to a bean field. It looks like.
So it like sunk?
I don't know. Oh. They just installed it too low or something.
Mm-mm.
I don't know. It's kind of a interesting photo. You can go check that out at hot1047.com. There was a, this story is kind of sad and I feel bad for him. 37-year-old Dustin Wiseman and his wife Melissa from Bryant, South Dakota. It's kind of, it's about halfway between Watertown and Huron.
Okay.
Well, they were on their honeymoon in Southern California and went to this restaurant called Medieval Times, where they, like, you know, have all these
horses,
ye old wenches,
jousting, and
yeah, knights, and all this kind of stuff. And so they're sitting in the front row, drinking some ye old Pepsi products out of giant mugs and whatnot. And two knights were having a sword fight in front of them.
Okay.
And a metal shard flies off the sword and hit him in the eye. In the left eye.
Oh. Gives me the eebie-jeebies.
I know. It left him blind in his left eye.
Oh my goodness.
And so he is suing Medieval Times for $10 million.
Ooh.
I can't say as I blame him.
Oh.
Losing vision in an eye.
Wow. Shouldn't they have some sort of protective something around?
I bet they will now.
Yeah.
Or safety goggles for anyone in the first five rows.
Yeah.
Or anywhere near. I mean, Gallagher hands out, you know, plastic garbage bags to everybody in the, you know.
Exactly.
They don't really close. Giant sheet plastic when he's smashing watermelons.
Wow.
Yeah. That would suck a lot.
Way a lot.
A lot, a lot. Poll question so far. Is it okay to date more than one person? 43% say yes, it is okay to date more than one person. 31% say no, never is it okay to date more than one person. And 25% say yes, but only if it's early in the relationship. So basically, you've got 68% saying yes, it's perfectly fine.
Yeah, and we're talking about like the first, like...
Well, no, there's some people who still don't think it's okay to be dating early on.
I don't understand.
More than one person.
Why not?
I don't really understand either.
Especially according to this blog about it with an actual dating coach expert. And, I mean, she says that it's very important to do that because, I mean, you don't know.
Yeah, it's a numbers game. You're trying to find as many possible candidates as possible. And, we'll get to your phone calls and texts about that here coming up. But Gene is on the phone. We were talking a little bit ago about misspelled, you know, how one letter in a word can completely change the context.
Yes.
Gene's on the phone. How are you, Gene?
Good. I don't know if you're taking stories about the one letter changing the context.
About what?
About the one letter changing the context.
Oh, sure.
But I had to type the addendum for our handbook, and I typed in, undergarments must now show through your uniform instead of not. And it took a long time for anyone to notice. Oh, gosh.
You know what?
Awesome.
They must now show through your clothing.
Okay.
They must see your underwear.
Yes. I have to be able to see your underwear line because everyone is required to wear underwear.
It happened like 5-6 years ago, and they're still talking about it.
Oh, that's such a classic, innocent, awesome mistake, though.
Yeah, it is. That's pretty good, though.
That is awesome. Thank you for the call, Gene.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
You must now have all your undergarments showing through your clothes.
You'd have to buy a lot of see-through clothes, and that'd really suck in the wintertime.
I could get behind that policy.
No, you wouldn't.
I could definitely get behind that policy for sure. News up next. Hang on. Morning, sunshine.
Good morning. Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel, Hot 104.7. This is Hollywood Dirt.
Hot 104.7.
Variety reports that Bridesmaid star Melissa McCarthy is in talks for a small role in Hangover 3. Neil Patrick Harris says he expects this to be the last season of How I Met Your Mother because the cast contracts are going to be up and they'd like to move on.
And the show is about ready to jump the shark, too.
Yeah, unless they're offered some big money to stay. And there's new movies out this weekend. House at the End of the Street. That's with Elizabeth Shue and Hunger Games' Jennifer Lawrence. Dread with Carl Urban. Then there's End of Watch with Jake Gyllenhaal. And Trouble with the Curve, Clint Eastwood baseball movie.
I wish I knew how to quit you.
And that's the dirt. You can find out more by going to hot1047.com.
I keep forgetting that today is Thursday.
It is Thursday. We talked to Psychic Tiff today.
Yeah. We do.
How'd you forget that?
Guess what?
What?
Computer's freaking out again.
Again?
Yeah.
Crapola.
Yeah.
This is just one of those days. There, nothing is going right.
Nope. Nothing at all.
Nothing.
Because I can't stop the dirt bed.
You can't?
No.
I got some more dirt if you'd like.
No.
I guess I could read some more.
I could always turn it down.
This is ridiculous.
Wow. Okay. So.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
I guess we're going to restart the computer here.
Okay.
Good times.
Yeah.
All right. So. Oh, now it's back. I got it back.
Okay.
It happened when I hit the button anyway. The vault combination for today is 43. The number for the combination is 43. You know all three of them tomorrow around this time, and you'll win a $50 party tab to the vault. We're working on getting information about the Adopt-a-Soldier thing we're going to do on Saturday.
I think I got it working now.
Oh, is it?
For some reason.
It's all allowing... of a sudden...
Yeah, it allowed me all of a sudden, so okay, I don't know. Okay, good. What the deal is.
We'll get that info up on the website as soon as humanly possible. Poll question today. Is it okay to date more than one person at a time? It's really, really close. We gave you three options. Yes, it's okay to date more than one person at a time. Is tied with yes, but only early in the relationship at 34.8%. And no, never, 30%.
And now this comes from an expert's opinion, a dating coach.
I think it's okay to date more than one person at a time
and
early
as long as
in the
it's
relationship.
Early, and we're talking like first three or four dates or so, maybe even two or three dates.
But it's basically, you can't possibly get to know someone well enough to even consider going further before three dates.
Right.
Well, it's a numbers game. The more people you go out with, the better off your odds are going to be.
Yeah, and I mean, that's true.
And if you've gone on one date with somebody and then you go on another date with somebody else, you're not cheating on the first one.
No, you're not.
You're not. Lonnie's on the phone. How are you, Lonnie?
Not too bad. It's an excellent morning.
Not bad at all, no.
Yes. And that poll question of dating at, different people or whatever, I'm all for that. Back when I was dating, I actually, within a year and a half span, ended up with 38 different women before I found the one that I loved.
You wow. dated 38 women in a year?
Yeah.
Wow.
In 1 year?
What's that?
1 year.
In 1 year.
Did you go broke?
Well, you don't have to spend money on them.
Well, I know. First dates, though, paying for, supper and that kind of stuff.
What were your first dates like, Lonnie? Now I'm curious.
Oh, we always, I don't know if you know of Bow Valley over by Hardington, Nebraska.
Uh-huh.
And that was a big dance spot. And we're all actually outside. We'd either drink or go inside. We'd dance and that. I mean, that'd be my first dates and that. I really never took them out much for dinner. Now, I was younger.
That's right. True.
So.
You should have took him to dinner.
No, you don't say dinner. I like his plan.
In the 1 week, span, I actually dated sisters.
Oh,
wow!
That was interesting.
That didn't get you in trouble?
No. They actually wanted to double date it the same night. So
double date with one guy?
Yes.
What?
Wow.
Weird.
Yes.
There's porn movies that start that way.
Okay.
Remember, I'm from Nebraska. We do anything.
That's awesome. Well, thanks for the call, Lonnie.
You bet.
Have a good one.
Bye.
Is it okay to date more than one person at a time? Let us know. 361-5557. Email or text am@hot1047.com. Also, the poll at hot1047.com. You can vote there. We also have Psychic Tiff coming up this morning. Hang on.
The Hot. This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
It is Hot 104.7. Andy and Mal, 725 up to 71 today. It is 47 right now. I have to like turn on my phone to get the current temp because internet issues are preventing me from looking at my normal thermometer.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, they're also preventing me from printing anything.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's lovely this morning.
I don't think it's actually our internet. I think it's our network.
Something is wrong.
Yeah.
And everything is taking way longer than normal.
Yeah.
To load.
It's always a good time when that happens.
Yeah. It makes our job a little more difficult.
A little bit.
Can't bring...
Here we thought we were saving the planet going paperless.
Yeah.
Using Google Documents.
Yes.
You know, for everything instead of, you know, having
70 sheets of paper.
Pretty, that's not even an exaggeration.
No, that's about right.
And yeah, so when the internet or the network goes down, then we really can't use it.
It's not been fun.
I'm using the internet on my phone.
Yeah.
To have internet.
And I'm using our Wi-Fi here, but it's like really slow.
Yeah. Coming up on Saturday, we got an email the other day from this gal named Jody. She is putting together a Adopt-a-Soldier project. She's got a cousin who's in the Army with Bravo Company over in Afghanistan, and they're looking for stuff for them, like just anything. There's a lot of soldiers who don't get anything. They don't get letters. They don't get care packages or anything.
So they're putting together care packages.
Yeah. And they're gathering stuff on Saturday, and they're going to do it at 4117 South Fairhall Avenue. That's one block east of Holbrook off 49th. That's really confusing to me. I don't know where that is.
I don't
east
know
sider.
Either.
So here's what we decided to do. We're going to gather stuff also in our parking lot here at the radio station, which is
easy to find.
A block east of 59th and Louise.
Yes.
So... it's right on the way to the mall. You know, if you're coming from out of town or if you're an East Sider going to the mall on Saturday, we're pretty much right on your way. It's a one block detour. And the stuff they want to collect, a lot of like toiletries, deodorant, razors, baby yeah. wipes, magazines, pens.
I suppose they wouldn't want any of my glamour magazines or like that.
Are there not women in the military?
I guess there are. I don't know. It said 22 men on there, so I don't know if there's any.
I don't know.
Ladies, but I mean,
but
I could,
you know what there
I
is in Glamour
bunch.
Magazine?
What? Women.
Hot women.
Okay, I can bring them because
yeah,
I have a bunch.
Bring them.
Okay.
Hey, if I'm a soldier and I'm bored, I'll look through a Glamour. I don't care.
Well, you might learn some stuff.
Maybe. Could be educational.
I seriously do have a whole bunch of them at home, so I'll grab them. Sunflower seeds, ramen noodles, chapstick. Yeah. You know,
baseballs,
shampoo, conditioner,
gloves,
frisbees,
footballs.
We have a whole list of them.
We should post this on the website.
I will.
If the internet
allows
ever starts
me.
Working. So it's this Saturday. We're going to collect stuff in our parking lot here at the station.
Starting at?
No, let's see. 9:30 to 12.
Okay.
Is when they're doing it. So we'll do it at the same time.
So and
I'll be on the air with the Sufu Hot 40 till 10. But
okay. But we'll be here and you can just drop stuff off. And if you don't have time to go, because a lot of these things you can get the dollar store. You know, if you don't have time to go do that, then you can drop off cash donations too, and we'll pass them along and then they can buy the stuff that they need. But I mean, we'll get you the list of it. And there's just tons of stuff. Did you know there's this boot bomb? It's
yeah.
a sock with baking soda.
Yeah.
Apparently they need those. And that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. So dental floss and picks, toothpaste, brushes, all that kind of stuff.
So gather up some of that kind of stuff. We'll have the list up at hot1047.com here shortly.
I'm hoping it'll allow me to do it.
And Neil is wondering again if I forgot the boards. Yep, sure did. But we haven't garbled out.
Say, I haven't noticed us gargling.
No. I haven't No, we haven't gotten.
We've had other issues weird. This morning, yeah. Other than gargling.
Thank God the birds stayed away today. That would have been really bad. Words that get misconstrued with one letter changed.
Yes.
We got another call here from Felicia. What's up, Felicia?
I have a story about how one letter can change the context of a word.
Uh-huh.
Back, I'm from a small town, and they sent out, the weekly grocery ad, and they had it advertised for country crock butter. They missed the R, so it ended up being country.
Yeah, I get you.
Oh, boy. Oh, my goodness. I hope you cut that out and saved it, because that's funny.
It was pretty funny. Well, small towns are full of older people, and they didn't find it quite as funny as the rest
of us. I would have laughed and laughed.
Peed myself laughing at that.
Oh, my gosh. That is amazingly funny. You should have taken
awesome.
A picture of it.
I wish you still had it, Felicia. I really do. Thank you so much for the call.
Yep, have a good day.
You too.
Bye.
Hilarious.
Yeah, we've got some dirt coming up. Hang on.
There are cities.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It's 754 up to 71 today. Hopefully we get an isolated shower tonight. We could kind of use that. It's 46 right now. Is it okay to date more than one person at a time? A poll on our website, hot1047.com. As I hit refresh, it's 40% say yes, but only early in the relationship. 32% say yes, it's okay to date more than one person. And 28% say no, never okay to date more than one person.
I definitely think as long as it's early in the relationship, 3-4 dates type thing.
Let's see here. Rob is on the phone. How are you, Rob?
Good. How are you?
Pretty good. So dating more than one person at a time, that okay?
First, I would like to say, who was that last caller? Wilt Chamberlain?
He's got skills.
He must be a pretty good-looking fella.
He's a talented man.
Yeah.
Well, this dating coach with the blog was wrote about, though, she dated 30 men in 15 months in order to eventually meet her husband.
Yeah, but she probably lives in, like, New York or something. He was in Nebraska. That's really
true.
Good work.
That is good work. I wonder how many mile radius that was.
I don't know. I bet he put a lot of miles on his truck.
Yeah. Think of that Highway 20 ride quite a bit. Anyway, I think it's okay to date more than one woman at a time. When I was in high school, I dated three girls at the same time.
Ooh, that can get you in trouble in high school.
And that was like really risky because I was like, oh crap, one of them's gonna find out about the other one.
Did you go to a small high school?
No, I went to a high school in Pierre.
Oh, so pretty big. Were they from different towns?
Well, yeah, one of them was.
Yeah, that's the key.
Yeah.
And then two of them went to the high school with me. So I was like, oh, boy.
How long did that go on, though, Rob?
It wasn't very long, because then finally I ended up picking one, or she picked me. Or one.
So it was early on.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's totally fine.
But, yeah, I think it's okay. I mean, you got to explore your options, and you can't just settle down and be stuck with one person you're going to be miserable with.
It's true. Well, and I guess it just goes to, like, before, I did a lot of first dates, and so I have a feeling that's how it's going to be right now for me, a lot of first dates.
Oh, thanks for the call, Rob.
You bet. Have a good day.
Cassie is on the phone. How are you, Cassie?
I'm good. How are you?
Pretty good. So dating more than one person, is that okay?
I think it is, as long as, it's early in the relationship or the relationship is ending and you're just giving them a chance.
Yeah.
I met my husband when I was dating somebody for about 4 months, and I had accidentally said I love you to the first guy. I wasn't saying it to him, but he thought I was.
Oh.
And he just kind of dropped off the face of the planet, and he was supposed to come to my birthday party that my friends were throwing for me. And he didn't show up, but one of my friends had brought friends from his hometown, and it ended up being my husband was there, and they overlapped about 10 days. I kept trying to give this guy, the first guy, a chance to fight for me, even though I was going to dump him anyway.
You just wanted to see if he would pine over you.
Yeah, and he never called me, so on my actual birthday, I called him and left him a voicemail and broke up with him. And 5 months later, after I'd already been dating my husband, he called me and said he was at a party and he wanted me to stop by because he really missed me. And I called him and I said, you missed your chance. Sorry.
Sorry, Charlie.
Sucker.
And I've been with my husband for 7 years now. So,
well,
obviously I made the right choice.
You absolutely made the right choice dropping an ill-advised L-bomb. Absolutely right, Cassie. Thank you so much.
It wasn't at him, though.
I know. Thank you for the call, Cassie.
Yep.
Bye-bye. We have got Psychic Tiff calling in here very, very soon. If you have a question for Tiff this morning, let us know. 361-5557. And make sure your question is specific. The biggest thing is like time frame. So, am I going to get a boyfriend? Okay, when?
In the next 3 months.
In the near future? Well, what's the near future to you? Just get down to specifics.
Like 3 months.
In the next year.
6 months, next year,
whatever.
Something like that.
Just be specific. Because she's psychic, but she's not God. And she'll be the first to tell you that. 361-5557 if you want to talk to Psychic Tiff.
Hot 1047.com.